Hey, you! Are you excited? Oh, you should be. You completed the dough making and saucing module, you little genius, you. So now it's on to module two, toppings. Hold on to your hat if you've got one, because you are about to learn mysterious domino secrets, like why a large pepperoni pizza must have exactly 24 pepperoni slices on it, and why we will pull your toenails out if it has 23 or 25. And you really don't want to find out what happens if you get too liberal with the sausage. Alex is afraid of bees. One time, a bee stung Alex when she was playing outside. Bees can sometimes hurt people when they feel danger. But bees help people too. Help Alex find the ways bees help people. Mike, I'm pretty sure you know why you're here. Somebody reported you horse playing in the warehouse again. They said you and Frankie were racing pallet movers. Those things cost $100,000 each. What were you thinking?
Come on, Jeff. We were just goofing off. We know how to handle those things. They're fine, and nobody got hurt.
Look, Mike, the company is strict about this stuff. You've got to start taking your conduct around here more seriously. This is the second time you've been written up, and I'm required to send the report to corporate. I'm going to recommend a warning letter be put in your file. But if it happens again, it's going to be out of my hands. Although growth differentiation factor 3, GDF3, has been suggested to function as a ligand of ALK7, it is unknown how GDF3 production is regulated. Here we show that a physiologically low level of insulin converts CD11C, adipose tissue macrophages, into GDF3 producing CD11C plus macrophages ex vivo, and directs ALK7-dependent accumulation of fat in vivo.